Well, on Central Tonight this evening, we will be looking at the issue of skin cancer, and I've come to visit Dr. Sean Lanigan, who's a dermatologist. Dr. Lanigan, we've all heard the warnings. We all know we shouldn't go out in the sun, but yet so many of us are still doing it. Why do you think that is?
Well, people really do like to have sun exposure, and they like to have a suntan. And the problem is that most of the problems related to the sun don't happen straight away, so they happen later on. So the worry isn't immediate. As people are actually getting their sun exposure. And the risk, of course, is that later on, when they have exposed themselves to the sun, that's when they're going to get their problems.
You're fighting an uphill battle with a lot of people, aren't you? You know, the people are going to be going on planes this weekend, determined to go out and lie in the sun and have a tan. I mean, what do you say to those people?
Well, I'm sympathetic. They want their holiday and they want their suntan, but the biggest worry is if they get sunburnt, then they increase their chances of getting skin cancer. So really, if they want to have a suntan, if they want to enjoy the holiday sun, it's really good to have a sensible approach of a gradual increased exposure and not go mad, particularly on the first 2 days, and get terribly sunburnt.
So is it possible to get a nice, you know, good glow to go back to work with and not run any huge risk?
It's all relative. The risk is highest if you get burnt. There's no doubt about that. But the amount of sun exposure you have increases your risks of cancer. So obviously none is the safest option, and anything above that is a small risk, and it's all really related to the amount of sun you've had, what your skin's like. Fair-skinned people with lots of moles, for example, are far more likely to have problems than somebody with a Mediterranean skin type. Fair-skinned people will also burn much quicker and hardly ever get a decent tan.
How serious might some of the complications of skin cancer become?
Well, there are two main types of skin cancer. One's called melanoma, and the other is a non-melanoma. And melanoma is where a mole goes bad and turns into a cancer or appears as a new cancerous mole. That tends to affect young people. It tends to affect covered sites, often in people who've had sunburn, and that's the serious one. That's the one that can kill you.
And finally, there will be people listening to this, watching our programme tonight, who will think, gosh, when I was in my 20s and in my teenage years, I was out in the sun a lot, and they will be worrying. What would you say to them now?
Well, the first thing is try and minimise any additional sun exposure. You've already had a lot, so try not to add any more to it. The second thing is, if you've developed as a consequence of that lots of moles or irregular moles or anything that's worrying you, then it's best to go and have that checked. You can go and see your GP about that. It's the sort of thing dermatologists like myself will do. And it's very easy to spot a worrying mole and deal with it early rather than try and look after the consequences of a melanoma that's been missed.
OK, Dr. Lanigan, thank you for joining me. And there'll be more on this on Central Tonight, ITV1 at 6 o'clock.